Duffy says he would listen to President Obama's arguments for a strike, which the president says is needed to punish Syria for using chemical weapons against civilians last month. U.S. investigators say more than 1,400 people were killed. But Duffy says no good can come from a military strike.
For every action that we take in the Middle East, especially, there is a reaction. We don't know what it's going to be. You have Assad on one side. You have radical Islam on the other side. I don't know that we should be playing in this region right now, especially without a side that supports America. Both of them don't like us.
Even so, Duffy admits it's hard to ignore a chemical weapons attack.
There's a pretty consistent global theme that we don't want to have chemical weapons used on civilian populations or on any population. But then I would say, well, where are the Russians? Where are the Chinese? Where's Europe?
He says the new Republican bloc in the House is united, even if the old guard supports Obama's plan.
I mean, as John McCain and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, Eric Cantor is supporting them. There is a little different philosophy in this newer set of Republicans that were part of the class of 2010 and the class of 2012 that are saying, listen, this is not the only answer, is going to war.
Obama has ruled out using troops in an attack. Duffy says although he opposes Obama's plan, he says House Republicans do not have an alternative strategy now. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.